CBS News. The sound of victory from Jimmy Carter's headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, as Carter, by the CBS News estimate, goes over the top and wins the 1976 presidential election. Good morning, I'm David Jackson reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Betty Ann Bowser is at the Carter celebration.
Thousands of people who've been waiting here in the World Congress Center all night are finally going to get what they want, and that's Jimmy Carter. And in this case, they're going to get him the way they want him, as President-elect Jimmy Carter. We see on a television monitor that he is leaving the hotel across the street. He should be here any minute. Up in the press room, when it appeared Carter was over the top, his staff was absolutely jubilant. They took balloons from the campaign and were playing a basketball game with them. And down here in the hall, the crowd is cheering, clapping, singing Happy Days Are Here Again, and chanting We Want Jimmy. He's expected to make a victory speech. We know he's had a draft of that for hours. And then after he completes that, he's going back to Plains for another rally. This is Betty Ann Bowser at Carter Election Headquarters in Atlanta.
And in Washington, correspondent Robert Pierpoint is at the White House.
President Ford decided to go to bed about 3:15 this morning, believing, according to his press secretary Ron Nessen, that he still has a chance to win the election. Nessen said Mr. Ford feels that he cannot say anything in public while the election is still in doubt, and therefore he canceled plans to appear at a Republican celebration at a nearby hotel. Asked if President Ford still believes he will win, Nessen said curtly yes. The press secretary also said that Mr. Ford's voice is hoarse but his mood good. Earlier tonight, the president approved a plan to ask New York State to impound all its ballots, which could complicate the official outcome for a while, despite that call by CBS News that Carter has won the election. Robert Pierpoint, CBS News at the White House.
And in late results, the CBS News estimates calls Democrat Howard Metzenbaum the winner over Robert Taft in the senatorial race in Ohio. More news after this.